This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Lal Prachanda urges all party leaders and cadres to stand for party unity. 107 people returned home yesterday after complete recovery from the coronavirus infection. Birganj Metropolitan City issues prohibitory order to avert further risk of coronavirus spread in the community level. And top health agency in the United States issues new guidelines on reopening schools in the autumn despite surge in coronavirus cases. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, has said that Nepal's new map, which has included India-encroached Kalapani, Limpiadhura and Lipulekh, was updated on the basis of party's collective decision. At a program organized in the memory of founding General Secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal, Pushpa Lal, and founding member of the Communist Party of Nepal, Narabahadur Karmacharya, in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said that the party should be a combination of thoughts, principles and policies. Prachanda said they were effortful to bring uniformity of the thoughts, principles and policies to resolve the intra-party disputes. Chairman Prachanda also urged all party leaders and cadres to stand at one place for the party unity as the discussions were being held for the same. He also expressed his belief that there would be development of unified party through constant discussions and by stopping the division of the party at any cost. The local administration in Birganj has issued an indefinite prohibitory order effective in Birganj metropolitan city area from early morning today to stop the further spread of the COVID-19 infection in the community level. A total of 32 people, including 5 detainees, were tested positive for COVID-19 at Birganj-based Narayani Hospital yesterday. The all-side meeting called by the District Administration Office Parsa decided to implement prohibitory order in all 32 wards of the metropolitan city. Assistant Chief District Officer Lalit Kumar Basnet said the essential services and supplies would resume despite the prohibitory order. Additional 107 corona-infected people in Nepal have returned home yesterday following recovery. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said there after 107 people got discharged from various isolation centres yesterday, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal had reached 12,947. As per the ministry's update, 70.5% corona-infected people have recovered from the infection and have returned home. The ministry also said 133 corona-infection cases were detected yesterday while conducting 3,987 PCR tests across the country. The ministry also informed that there are 5,383 active cases of corona infection in Nepal. As of yesterday, the total number of corona cases in Nepal had reached 18,374. Meanwhile, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 44 with the death of 85-year-old man who died at the Narayani Hospital. He died yesterday while undergoing treatment. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has instructed the office bearers of the Taragaon Development Committee to work in a way that could attract foreign tourists for rural tourism. Inspecting the office of the committee yesterday, Minister Bhattrai directed them to construct buildings and hotels that would make tourists familiar with the country's art and culture. The committee has been operating hotels in Nagarkot, Pokhara, and Kakani area, urging the office bearers to seek earliest resolution of the land dispute regarding the Hyatt Regency Hotel. The minister stressed the project that to encourage running tourism enterprises in the rural areas. Similarly, Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Kedar Bahadur Adhikari, appealed the hotel entrepreneurs to upgrade the hotels run by the Taragaon Development Committee on par with the standards of the international hotels. Committee's chairperson, Pralad Nivane, demanded the formation of the National Rural Tourism Development Committee under the Taragaon Development Committee. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has said films should give message to society in addition to entertainment. At a program organized at the Film Development Board in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khatiora viewed film could be an effective medium for social awareness. The minister further suggested the filmmakers to objectively present the country's glorious history, culture and social values. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged for due compensation to the Chepang people whose houses were destroyed in Chitwan recently, forcing them to be displaced. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Human Rights Watchdog demanded for a probe into the incident. It also appealed to the government to provide them shelter at the earliest and ensure their right to accommodation. The statement issued by the Commission's Secretary, Beth Prasad Patrai, demanded action against the culprit and compensation to the families of Rajkumar Chepang, who died in the incident. 10 houses of the indigenous community were burned down by the teams of Chitwan National Park to vacate the land that the Chepangs had occupied at Kusum Khola area in the Mardi municipality, ward number 9 in Chitwan district, since 2053 Bikram Samvat. According to the National Park, the Chepangs were living illegally, occupying its land. 2 houses were put on fire, while 8 were demolished using elephants. Rajkumar Chepang, who protested the action of the Chitwan National Park, was caught by the Nepal Army. He later succumbed to torture. The Bagmati State Office of the Commission has already launched investigation into the incident. According to the Commission, the actions as such had violated a person's right to live a dignified life and they were stripped of their social justice. The Swiss government has donated 2 advanced RDT PCR testing machines to the state one government. Swiss government special program expert Aman Joche handed over the machines to Chief Minister Serdan Rai amid a program yesterday. The machines have the capacity of testing 96 specimens per hour. Receiving the machines, Chief Minister Rai said the machines would be installed at the Mechi Hospital and State Lab, Biratnagar. The Prithibi Highway that was obstructed due to the rain-induced disaster came into operation yesterday. The vehicular mobility along the highway was halted after Maua Khola damaged the road near the bridge over Maua Khola at Benighat Rorang Rural Municipality, ward number 10 in Thading District. The vehicles are plying partially after road repair at the road section. Thading Police said that the highway has been brought into operation by constructing temporary walls and filling it with pebbles, sand and soil. Tathupani checkpoint has been closed again after flood and landslide following incessant rainfall encroached the Arniko Highway from Jure and Tathupani. Repair and maintenance of the encroached road section of the Arniko Highway has not yet started. Tathupani checkpoint closed from January 27, 2020 due to the coronavirus infection in China and had just come into operation again on March 29th. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes for the speedy recovery of the King of Saudi Arabia, Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. The Nepali Congress has said its serious attention has been drawn towards the increasing risk of corona infection in the post-lockdown situation. Issuing a press note, Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Prakash Saran Mahat urged the government to pay attention to the looming risk in public health when the business and industries are brought into operation without proper health precautions. Preparations are in the final phase to bring the Gangabu bus park in Kathmandu that was into operation that was shut for more than 4 months due to the lockdown. After the government lifted the lockdown and gave permission to resume the public transportation, the concerned bodies are preparing to bring the new bus park into operation using latest technology. Chairman of the Lotse Multipurpose Private Limited, Engineer Deepak Kumar, said special attention has been paid to the safety of the people working in the bus park and the staff of the buses. Moreover, GPS will be fixed in the buses to check accidents and token system will be brought into operation to check crowd around ticketing holds. The student organization of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, ANNFSU, has urged the universities to determine class resumption date and exam schedules only after consulting the students. ANNFSU's joint coordinator Ranjit Tamang issued a press release and stated that the organization's attention was drawn on the exam schedule published recently by some universities. He added that the abrupt issuance of the exam routine was not practical as most of the students were still in remote areas. He suggested for arranging health checkup on all students before examination. Meanwhile, Tamang urged the parliament to forward impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Rana and Justice Tez Bahadur Kesi over the decision, a bench verdict of June 29 that curtailed imprisonment time to Ranjan Koirala, former deputy Inspector General of the Armed Police Force, convicted on the murder of his wife 8.5 years ago. The Airline Operators Association of Nepal, an umbrella organization of airline operators, has urged the government to permit non-scheduled flight considering the impact of natural disaster and COVID-19 pandemic. The association chair, Captain Rameshwar Thapa, issuing a press statement yesterday, demanded the permission for the non-scheduled flights. He also said that the flight were necessary for the relief and rescue to the disaster-hit people. He further argued that the long-route vehicles were not operated at present, so aircrafts could reach the relief on time to the affected areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United States military has said Russia appears to be sending more military equipment to its mercenaries in Libya, including in the flashpoint city of Sirte, in breach of an arms embargo. The U.S. military Africa Command, AFRICOM, said on Friday there was mounting evidence from satellite photos of Moscow's military cargo planes, including the IL-6s bringing supplies to the fighters from Russian private military contractor Wagner Group. Libya was plunged into chaos by the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that toppled and killed its longtime leader, Muammar Gaddafi. The oil-rich country has since been divided, with an internationally recognized government of national accord controlling the capital Tripoli and the northwest, while renegade military commander Khalifa Haftar and his self-styled Libyan National Army in Benghazi controlling the east. The top U.S. agency in the United States issued new guidelines on reopening schools in the autumn, with officials stressing the need for children to get back into the classroom despite fears about safety as coronavirus cases surge across the country. The Center for the Disease Control and Prevention added that the documents added in the documents titled The Importance of Reopening America's School This Fall, after President Donald Trump called earlier recommendations too tough, impractical and expensive. Trump sees reopening school as important to boost the economy as he seeks re-election in November. More than 15.9 million people globally have been infected from coronavirus. Similarly, more than 641 people have died from the coronavirus. As of now, more than 9.7 million people have already recovered from the virus infection. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning also to occur at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Province No. 5, Karnali Province, Sudar Paschim Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum of 28.1 degrees Celsius and minimum of 20.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headline, once again. Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda urges all party leaders and cadres to stand for party unity. 107 people returned home yesterday after complete recovery from coronavirus infection. Birganj Metropolitan City issues prohibitory order to avert further risk of coronavirus spread in community level. And top health agency in the United States issues new guidelines on reopening schools in the autumn despite surge in coronavirus cases. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.